Okay, it went from
close to 40 people are gathered at the north side of Wrangell, next to the Stikine Inn, holding handmade signs and wearing warm outer layers on this cold evening. One sign says, "We support our USFS workers. Thank you for all you do." Just a few hours before, the Wrangell Cooperative Association scheduled this event to show support for Forest Service employees of the Tongass National Forest, some of whom had just abruptly lost their jobs. David Rack was one of the many waiting for the walk to happen. He worked for the Forest Service for about 45 years until he retired, but he's still close with the people who work at the government agency in Wrangell, especially since it's a small community.
In order for the Forest Service to be effective and do their job, they need good employees. And laying off people who are good employees is not a good thing for the organization.
Tribal Administrator Esther Eltsine Reese says the Forest Service is invaluable to the Wrangell community, which is why this walk is so important.
They're an amazing partner to us as the tribe. They're an integral part of the fabric of our community, and we're losing people that we work with on a day-to-day basis, and literally the Wrangell community is going to suffer by losing these wonderful individuals.
She says WCA and the Forest Service have collaborated with each other for decades, and they worked hard to get to where they are now. They even had a federal tribal liaison, and Reese says the liaison was one of the many who were laid off. It's emotional, she tells the crowd.
Look at every one of your faces. I hope I don't start crying. You all are just so important to all of us. And it really hurts to lose family members, and hopefully we can do all that we can to get this reversed.
The group starts walking south towards Remy's Bar, about a half mile down. Some cars beep and a couple latecomers join. Everyone with a sign holds them up. Val Massey is on this walk too. She's a community planner for Spruce Root. It's a nonprofit organization that promotes economic development to people who reside in historically Southeast Alaska indigenous communities. She says the layoffs will impact her collaboration with tribal members on the new Tongass National Forest Revision Plan. Now everything is unknown.
A lot of this work just got, you know, halted and complicated by all of these really chaotic communications and job cuts, and so it's really tough because we've made all this progress and people have come together to voice their values.
She says the person she's been working with the most on this plan revision was let go for no clear reason. The group stops in the Remy's Bar parking lot and people take turns talking in a big circle. They say this is the first meeting to figure out how to create change. They briefly discuss how the layoffs will affect the schools, since the Forest Service has a deep presence in Wrangell's education. They also say the layoffs will create economic impacts in not just Wrangell, but the entire Tongass National Forest. Mad Hessler works in the tourism industry here, and she says thousands of people visit Wrangell every year. Many visit Annan Wildlife Observatory, a popular bear viewing spot in the Tongass National Forest that the Forest Service manages.
If they can't do that, they might cancel. And that's huge on our economy for every single business here. And I mean, I think quite a few of us here work in the tourism industry, and I do, and I just can't imagine how that would affect our economy long term.
Cody Anderson speaks up. He was one of the first to get laid off. He started his job 6 months ago when he relocated here from Oregon. He was still in the probationary period, like many of the federal employees who just lost their jobs.
Well, I got canned today officially, but yesterday pretty much. And I just want to say that you guys, this town has been just incredibly welcoming and has had open arms from everybody.
He says the letter he received said he was being let go based on his performance. He was a National Environmental Policy Act specialist and wilderness manager for the Wrangell Ranger District.
What they said is that in my letter of termination is that my performance was unsatisfactory, when that's just, not the case. I have an email from my district supervisor saying that my performance was satisfactory.
He says that he's angry and confused.
I think the anger is just a feeling of powerlessness.
Anderson is now figuring out his next move and how he'll support himself. He says he'll probably go back to the lower 48 where he can live with a friend, but first he's going to buy a pricey ferry ticket to leave the island. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.